guess he's getting ready to move back to Michigan, he said.
The next patient is Patricia Merlo. The last name is M-E-R-L-O. The first name is P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Number one, this is a telehealth visit for this patient that has been bedridden for a lengthy period of time. She's 92 years old and she has CKD stage 4. The patient has been recovering progressively, has been eating much better. She's able to get out of bed and sitting up in the chair. She doesn't have any pressure ulcers. However, she has not been able to stand up or walk, period. A laboratory workup was done. Recently, by Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H. The creatinine is 1.7, and before it was 2, and the estimated GFR is up to 27. The patient has improved the protein as well as the albumin. The potassium is 5.2. We know that she has the tendency to go into hyperkalemia. And we emphasize the need for this patient to monitor the diet and avoid a high potassium content food.
Okay.
Period. Number two, the patient has an anemia that is treated by the Florida Cancer Center. And the hemoglobin is 9.2, the hematocrit is 30, period. Following numbers, malnutrition that is also improved. The serum albumin is 3.3, and the total protein is 5.1. Following number, the patient has a low TSH. She's taking 125 micrograms of levothyroxine. For that reason, we are going to give it 1 day holiday. So she will be taking the same formulation, but 6 times a week. Following number, the patient has mineralocorticoid insufficiency that is supplemented with the administration of Florinef on daily basis. She has been recovering for a hip fracture that was repaired and followed by subluxation, which makes the standing up and walking impossible, period. The patient overall is doing much better. She went to see Dr. Ramkison, R-A-M-K-E-E-S-S-O-O-N, who is the neurologist treating the dementia, and he didn't recommend the continuation of Namenda because he hasn't seen any improvement. This medication was discontinued. Period. We invested 10 minutes of the time evaluating the chart and the labs. In the conversation, 10 minutes in the documentation, in the EHR, 5 minutes. Appointment back in 3 months.